chapter 2 to 5. All of you, contemplate all works, and observe the works of the heavens, and the luminaries, which do not change their courses in the stations of their lights, how they all rise and set, each one assigned its appointed season. And they shine at their fixed seasons and do not transgress their own assignment. All of you, observe the earth and contemplate its works from the beginning until the consummation, that nothing at all changes, but all are manifest to you. All of you, observe the signs of summer, how the dew rests upon it, and contemplate the signs of winter, how all the earth is filled with water, and clouds pour down rain upon it. All of you, observe how all the trees wither and shed all their foliage, except 14 trees which do not shed, which remain with the old until the new comes after 2 or 3 years. All of you, observe the signs of summer, whereby the sun burns and scorches, and all of you seek shelter and shade before it, and the earth burns with scorching heat, and not one of you are able to tread on the dust or on the rock because of the burning. All of you, contemplate and observe all the trees. The foliage blossoms green on all of them, and it covers the trees. And all their fruit is for glorious honor. All of you, praise and contemplate all these works, and understand that he who lives for the age of the ages made all these things, and his works take place from year to year, and they all carry out their works for him, and their works do not alter, but they all perform his word. All of you, observe how in like manner the sea and the rivers carry out and do not alter their works by abandoning his word. But each one of you have altered your works and have not been steadfast nor acted according to his instructions. Instead, you have turned aside. You have spoken proud and hard words with your unclean mouth against his greatness. Oh, hard of heart, you will have no peace. Then, all of you will curse your days, and the years of your life will perish, and the years of your destruction will be multiplied in a perpetual curse, and not one of you will have mercy or peace. Then your names will be given as a perpetual curse for all the righteous ones, and all who curse will curse by you. And all the sinners and impious ones will swear by you. And all the elect ones will rejoice, and they will have forgiveness of sins. And all mercy and peace and gentleness. There will be a salvation for them, a good light, and they will inherit the earth. But for all you sinners, there will be no salvation. Instead, a curse will abide upon all of you. And there is a light and favor and peace for the elect ones, and they will inherit the earth. But for all you impious ones, there will be a curse. Then wisdom will be given to all the elect ones, and all of them will live. And they will not sin anymore, not against truth, nor according to arrogance. And in an enlightened human, there will be an illumination. And in an experienced human, a mind. And they will no longer make mistakes, nor will they sin all the days of their life, nor will they die in the fury of anger. Instead, they will complete the number of the days of their life, and their life will grow in peace. And the years of their joy will multiply in exceeding joy and perpetual peace all the days of their life.